Teen dies of apparent overdose in LA County Juvenile Hall, report. Los Angeles, a teenage detainee at a Los Angeles County Juvenile Hall died of an apparent overdose on May 9, according to an online report. The death was reported by the Los Angeles Times, which cited unnamed sources with direct knowledge of the situation. According to the county probation department, the unidentified young adult was found dead this morning at Barry J. Nydorf Juvenile Hall in Sylmar. Our nursing staff immediately administered emergency services, including the use of Narcan, according to a statement from Guillermo Vieira Rosa, chief strategist for juvenile operations for the probation department. We have notified the family and will cooperate fully with law enforcement on a thorough investigation of the incident. We have also dispatched peer support personnel and mental health professionals to the facility for crisis counseling of youth and our staff. In the meantime, I want to convey our most profound condolences to the youth's family. No details about the youth who died were released. The Los Angeles Times, which first reported the death, reported that the teen was no older than 18. The death came on the day county attorneys were scheduled to appear in court and defend conditions at juvenile halls following allegations by state prosecutors that conditions in the facilities were appalling. The county's juvenile halls have been under intense scrutiny in recent months. Last week, the County Board of Supervisors approved a sweeping plan for reorganizing the juvenile detention system. The plan included relocation of most detainees, upgrades to most facilities, and asking the Sheriff's Department to deploy volunteer reserve deputies to help fill holes in staffing. Last month, State Attorney General Rob Bonta slammed the condition of the juvenile halls as appalling and filed court papers seeking to force the county to immediately remedy illegal and unsafe conditions. The motion filed in Los Angeles Superior Court asks for an order requiring the county to comply with a 2021 judgment ordering improvements in conditions at juvenile halls, including improved staffing levels and ensuring that youth in the county's care are taken to school and medical appointments. A hearing on that motion was scheduled for Tuesday morning. The Board of Supervisors was also meeting in closed session Tuesday morning to discuss that pending litigation. Meanwhile, the State Board of State and Community Corrections has been considering possibly ordering the shutdown of the county's juvenile halls altogether due to lack of compliance with state regulations. The board declined to do so at its meeting last month, but another hearing is set for May 23. A recent County Inspector General report also expressed concern about the spread of the opioid fentanyl in county juvenile facilities, pointing to two recent cases of detainees being treated for possible overdoses. Under the plan approved by the Board of Supervisors last week, the probation department plans to reopen the previously shuttered Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall in Downey and move all predisposition youth to that facility. Central Juvenile Hall in Lincoln Heights will operate as a law enforcement intake unit and a medical, diagnostic, and assessment hub, while Nydorf Hall will serve solely as a secure youth treatment facility aimed at providing a more rehabilitative atmosphere for youth. The Board of Supervisors previously voted to advance a global plan for the placement and care of juvenile detainees, with a goal of reducing the overall number of juveniles in custody and developing additional secure youth treatment facilities to provide a more supportive environment for detained youth. In March of last year, about 140 juvenile detainees were hastily transferred from Central Juvenile Hall to Nydorf Hall, a move that the County Inspector General later concluded was orchestrated to avert a state inspection that appeared likely to fail. Late last year, nearly 300 boys and girls filed a lawsuit alleging they were sexually assaulted, harassed, and abused by county probation and detention officers while being held at juvenile facilities dating back to the 1970s. County CEO Fesia Davenport noted while releasing her recent budget proposal for the coming year that the county could potentially face liabilities reaching $3 billion from such abuse claims. In March, the Board of Supervisors fired Probation Department Chief Adolfo Gonzalez, with Board Chair Janice Hahn noting that the juvenile halls are in crisis. Karen Fletcher, the interim probation chief, told LA'st on Tuesday that she plans to retire on May 19.